Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is August 16th, 1940, and the title is Buried Treasure. I hope you enjoy.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. In the early days of the western United States, outlaws made their headquarters in the Badlands, where cliff dwellers had lived centuries before. It was in this country that the mysterious City of the Dead was to be found, and it was there that the masked rider of the plains met one of his most exciting adventures. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Outlaws are in the district! Counterfeiting in the trail ahead! I'll Silver! Away!
It was past midnight, and in the great sprawling Dobie Ranch house, with its dozens of rooms that had belonged to the Dawsons for three generations, only one lamp was burning. The windows of the lighted room had been covered with blankets, and in the room center, young Don Dawson and his sister Peggy were sitting side by side. Don held a shotgun across his lap. From time to time, his eyes darted about the room, and when he spoke, it was in a tone scarcely above a whisper.
Peggy?
Yes?
Did you hear anything that time?
What?
Just for a second there, I thought I heard someone moving outside in the hall. You know, footsteps, kind of.
I didn't hear it. Wait, we'll listen.
I don't hear it now. I guess I was imagining things.
Maybe. Maybe they won't come tonight.
Well, I hope they do.
Oh, Don, how can you say that?
Well, I do. Doggone it. I want to find out what's going on around here. If I catch them, they're going to talk and talk plenty.
But what...
Huh?
What if they catch us?
Oh, they won't.
But, Don...
In the first place, I'd blow them to glory if they tried it.
Yes, but...
And in the second place, they... Well, they wouldn't know where we are. That's why I covered the windows to hide the light. They'd likely think we're going to bed.
Oh, I hope so.
They ain't going to come prowling around our house night after night and get away with it.
Don...
Huh?
What do you suppose they're after?
Don't ask me. We haven't anything worth stealing.
But they must have some reason.
Oh, I suppose so.
Do you think there could be something valuable in the house that we don't know about?
What? We've sold everything anyone would buy just to get cash to keep the place going. What have we got outside of a few chairs and rugs and a couple of tables and the beds we sleep in? I wish when Grandpa built this place, he'd figure out a way for us to keep it up.
Don, that's what I've been wondering about.
Wondering about what?
You remember what Father told us, don't you?
What, that money Grandpa was supposed to have hid?
Yes.
I don't believe it. I don't think he ever had any. 200,000 in gold. He must have dreamed it.
I think it's true.
Huh? Then why hasn't the money ever been found?
No one's known where to look.
Then why didn't Grandpa leave directions, a map or something?
Maybe he did. We don't know. Maybe he did and it's been lost or...
Or what?
Well, Father said at that time there were some outlaws across the border who'd been threatening Grandpa. Grandpa decided he'd better leave the district. He got that $200,000 together by selling almost everything he had, except the little bit of land that's left in this house.
Oh, I know all that. What about it?
It was those outlaws who killed him. Maybe they did it before he had a chance to make a map or tell anyone where the money was hidden.
Or maybe those crooks got it. If there ever was that much money.
Father used to say no one thought they did.
What's all that got to do with what's been happening here this last week?
But don't you see, Don? Maybe the money was hidden right here in this house. Maybe these men who've been breaking in learned about it somehow. Maybe that's what they've been looking for.
Sis, you're loco. If that money's hidden here and we don't... What?
Don, what?
What?
Don, look, the door.
Hey, you there! The lamp, whoever was, he shot out the light. Hey, who did that? Where are you? Hold on there.
Don, wait for me.
Peggy, what are we going to do? They've locked us in.
Pull up.
Oh, Scout.
Quick, Masabi. Behind these trees. This way, boy.
Up, Scout. Who them fella?
Well, that's what I'd like to know.
Them ride plenty late.
Not many men ride the range at this time of night for honest reasons.
Quiet.
Get up.
It's too dark to make them out. They must have come from the Dawson place. In that direction, it's the only place between here and the border.
Not right.
Don and his sister have no one working for them. If those fellows came from there, I'll wager something's wrong. Time to follow me. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
I am Silver. Away!
Hold on, Scout. It looks as if there were a lamp burning in every room in the house.
That's right.
Come.
Stay right where you are.
Him got gun.
And if you come a step closer, I'll use it.
John, who's there?
There are just a couple of crooks, but I'll take care of them. Oh, my hand!
Tonto,
get that shotgun before he can grab it again. Don, you're not hurt.
Why are you?
We meant you no harm. Now, what's going on around here?
Why, what's it to you?
You wouldn't understand if we explained.
Well, then what do you
do? If you've had trouble, we're here as friends.
No crook's a friend of ours.
And you might as well tell what's happened here willingly, because if you don't, we'll learn the truth before we leave in spite of you. Now, talk.
That's the way it was. They locked us in. We were in the room for almost half an hour. We could hear them talking and moving around the house, but we couldn't make out what they were saying or who they were.
I see. Did it sound as if they were making a search?
Oh, yes, that's exactly the way it sounded.
Stranger.
Well?
I just wanted to say I'm sorry for taking that gun to you. I don't know who you are, and if you're honest, I don't understand why you should be wearing a mask, but I know from the way you've talked that you really did ride here because you thought Peggy and I might be in trouble.
Thank you, Don. Now perhaps we can make a real effort to get to the bottom of this. I notice you've lighted lamps in all the rooms.
We've been all over the house to find if anything was taken.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. Have there been?
Nothing.
Oh.
Don, that's not true.
Huh? Oh, shucks. That old rug didn't mean anything. Sis saw that one of the rugs was missing, and she's bound they took it. Most likely it's been gone for weeks, and she just now noticed it.
A rug? What was it like?
It had belonged to Grandpa.
It was just a braided rug some Navajo squaw most likely made. It wasn't big, only about 2 feet square.
It was a funny kind of a design worked in it.
Nothing outlaws would want.
But you're sure nothing else was taken?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
And nothing was disturbed? I mean, floors torn up or anything like that? You mentioned the money your grandfather was supposed to have hidden.
That was all, just the rug.
Well, I may be wrong.
Yes?
But it looks to me as if that rug were exactly what they came for.
But thunderation, why?
I haven't the slightest idea.
And what
did
makes...
I mean to find out? Tonto. Those men who passed us tonight, could you pick up that trail again?
Me find it.
Good.
You two mean to trail those coyotes?
Yes.
Well, then I'm going along.
And if you're going, Don...
What?
I'm going, too.
There may be danger.
I'm not afraid.
Stranger, when Peggy gets that look in her eyes, she means what she says. All right, sis, you can come. But if you do,
yes,
you'll follow our orders.
The sun's coming up. Trail should be easier to see. Are we gaining on them, Tonto?
Them got plenty big lead.
I thought so.
They were racing away when Tonto and I saw them. We had to go slowly because we had to reach sun. They won't continue at that pace.
And we should get closer, huh?
Yes. Tired?
Me? All right, as far as Don will.
Then we'll keep on for a while and make camp at noon. Come on, Silver, old boy.
Peggy, wake up.
What? Oh. Time to ride on?
It's almost full.
Where's the masked man and Tonto?
Over there. They just got back.
Got back? They've been gone?
They haven't been sleeping like you have. They rode on a ways to see if those crooks kept heading west.
Are they?
No. The masked man says he thinks they cut over south.
Oh?
Don't you know what that means?
What?
Why, it looks as if they're heading for those cliff dwellings. You know that old village they call the City of the Dead? Come on, get up. We've got to get on our way. Hey, stranger.
Yes?
Isn't this pass we're going through the one that takes us into the valley where those cliff dwellings are?
It is. Why?
Well, I don't like it.
What do you mean?
Riding into that place at night like this, kind of gives me the creeps. City of the Dead. Oh, I wish we'd stopped and made camp again at sundown.
And let those fellows get too far ahead of us?
Don, you're really not afraid, are you?
Who said I was?
Well, you're certainly acting like it.
Oh, I just meant that if I had my choice, I'd come here when it's light, that's all. I'm not really afraid.
It's just the name of the place that gives it a bad reputation, Don. Actually, none of these cliff homes have been occupied in generations. People call it the City of the Dead simply because the tribe that once occupied it has died out and vanished.
Sure. Sure, I know.
Still following the sign, Kemosabe?
Then go this way, all right.
I wonder if they plan on going farther, or if this is their destination.
Me not know.
I'm beginning to get an idea that may prove to be true. Don, what's the matter?
You gave me a shiver then, did you? I couldn't help it, masked man. This place is getting on my nerves. Look at all those caves along the wall of the valley. They're just like so many eyes staring at us.
You're letting your imagination run away with you.
I'm just remembering some of the funny stories I've heard about this place.
Tonto and I have heard them. They're merely the imaginings of ignorant and superstitious natives.
Maybe.
You'll see when the sun comes up that there's nothing to fear in this valley.
What do you think about that, Peggy? What's the matter, sis? Stop, masked man, hold on.
Whoa, Silver, whoa,
whoa, whoa. What the... Peggy, what's happened to her? Where's she gone? Here's her horse, but she's vanished.
The
curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. When Don Dawson cried out and the Lone Ranger saw that the saddle on the mount Peggy Dawson had been riding was empty, he reined in, a slight pressure to the right, and the great horse Silver reared, whirled on his hind feet, and raced back up the trail.
Come on, Silver! Back trail! Down, Tonto, follow me!
All right!
Hurry, Silver! Hurry, boy!
Get up there! Come on, boy! Come on, get up there! Where are you going?
There's just one thing that could have happened.
What's that?
I'll show you in a moment. Drive that horse faster. Come on, old fellow.
Come on,
get up there, boy. Come on, get up there, boy. Get up there, boy. Come on, get up.
There, those trees.
What?
Rein in. Look here. Look at this tree and this branch. Look at the ground. See those twigs, those torn leaves?
I don't savvy.
Tonto savvy.
Don, there's three branches out over the trail. We rode under it just a few minutes ago, coming into this valley.
You mean it?
Someone was concealed overhead waiting for us. Your sister's horse must have been lagging just enough behind, so when she was seized, we didn't see it.
But why didn't she call out?
No, she couldn't. She was probably gagged.
Grabbed from under our noses.
But we know which way she's been taken.
Huh?
It's narrow here. If a horse had been close by when we came this way, we would have seen it. In other words, whoever was in that tree escaped by climbing from the tree and up the wall of the valley. Look there. See that ridge?
Yeah.
And that's the way Peggy was carried.
That ridge heads up toward those caves.
Right.
There's hundreds of them. Those crooks might be hiding anywhere. What can we do?
The only thing possible.
What's that?
Leave the horses here and follow that ridge ourselves. Come on. All right, Don. Give me your hand.
Here.
Up with you. All right, Tonto?
Me make it.
Well, now that we're on the ridge, the rest should be easy. Regular path winding up above. The Indians who once lived here must have carved it out of the rock in order to get down into the valley from their caves and back up again.
Let's go.
Right. Yep. Coming, Kemosabe.
See anything ahead? You hear anything?
No.
If they hurt Peggy.
Don't worry about that now, Don. Our job is to get her back as quickly as we can.
Those dirty sidewinders...
Keep your voice down and watch your step. Slip and you'd have a nasty tumble.
We're getting pretty high.
This path goes all the way to the top row of caves. We can just make them out.
What I want to know is...
What's that gunshot?
Up right where you are.
Who in blame?
Drive up any further you get, the next shot that fire won't be for warning. He ain't right at you.
Who are you?
Sister, that's something you ain't ever going to find out.
You got my sister.
Sure.
You better get...
If you want to see her back safe again, you sit up and listen to what I say.
Yes, man, let's rush
it.
Wait. I heard what you said, young fella. Don't you try it. I got more up here beside me than guns. Here. You know how the Indians used to live here, kept their enemies from coming up that there path you're on? They piled up big rocks where I'm standing. Anybody come up here that shouldn't, they roll them down on them. That's likely what'll happen to you.
That doggone
easy,
coyote.
Easy, Don.
Take your partner's advice, kid. Take it easy. Besides them rocks, I got a half a dozen friends up here along with me. We can handle the three of you anytime.
Listen to me.
Well?
You're the man who broke into Don's home?
Won't do any harm to admit it now. Sure we are.
You stole that rug?
Noticed it was gone, did you? We stole that rug.
Why?
That's something you just as likely did I need to find out. But I ain't telling.
Why did you capture Miss Dawson?
Because we can give you all base orders, and you take them.
Orders?
Now look, you fellas below there. We don't aim to harm nobody, unless we're forced to it.
Go on.
All we want is for you fellas to clear out of this valley for a couple of days or so. Leave us alone.
And if we do?
The girl will be let loose. You won't be harmed none at all.
But if we don't?
Well, that's up to you. But I ain't coming right out to saying what'll happen to the girl.
Yes?
I'll promise you this. Won't no one of you ever see her again.
You coyote, if I could just get my hands on you, I'll break
you. Keep quiet. Are you listening up there?
Sure.
And we'll agree to your terms. We leave at once. We have your promise that the girl will be released.
Oh, no, you don't, mister.
What's wrong with that?
You'll leave all right. But you wait till morning to do it.
Why?
Go now while it's dark, and how do we know you won't just pretend to pull out? Then hide your horses and jump us when you see the chance.
What do you suggest?
Go back below. Wait till sunup. Then pull stakes. We'll be able to watch you from up above. You won't be able to trick us.
Very well. We'll do that on one condition.
Yeah.
That before we leave in the morning, you let Miss Dawson step out on the ridge so we can see she's all right before we're gone.
All right, mister. It's a bargain.
Good.
You mean you trust those skunks?
Don, keep still and follow me. We're going back to the horses.
Man, I never thought you'd trust polecats like those crooks that got my sister. I thought you had too much sense for it.
I don't trust them.
You don't? Then why in thunder you pulling stakes on their promise?
Done.
Well?
Your sister will be safe until tomorrow. I made them promise to let her appear on the ridge in the morning just to make sure.
But even so...
Oh, wait, I haven't finished. They wanted to guard against tricks. That's why they told us to wait until sunup before we left. They wanted to be able to keep an eye on us.
Sure, but how...
Well, they thought of one trick we might try. They thought of a way to prevent it.
What are you getting at?
But there's another that can work. And if you and Tonto do as I say, I promise it will.
Snapper! Hi, Snapper, come a running. Bring that girl along. Them fellas down below are getting ready to pull out.
I see them. Come on, you.
Get your hands off me.
Dad, you ain't being hurt, son. See your friends down in the valley there? They're looking up here. You wave to them. Show them you're still alive. That's right.
You
Hey, Snapper, see that? The one gent riding that white horse must be hurt some. The engine's holding him in the saddle.
Hey, good enough for him. Must have got hurt climbing down from here last night.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, they're pulling out.
All right, you keep watch, see? Stay here till you're sure they're out of sight. Then come into the cave and let us know.
Keno.
Come on, you, back inside.
You'll pay for this. You just wait and see.
Fellas, quiet. Nick's told us them three jets will lift the valley. That's fine as far as it goes. But we don't know how soon they'll be turning around and coming back again. We got to act fast. Dick, you bring that rug here.
Yeah. Here you are.
Right there in front of me.
Yeah.
What's it for?
You button in again? Well, it won't matter if you know. You ain't going to live to tell nobody about it. Yeah. It's what you think I mean.
But you promised you'd let me go free.
If them parts of yours were interesting enough to believe that, what do I care? You're the only one that's seen what we look like. You figure we're local enough to let you loose to testify against us someday?
Oh, you...
Shucks, miss, call me anything you want. If it'll relieve your feelings, Eddie. Now then, you hombres, get it close around here.
Come on. Yes, Snapper?
Boys, I'm going to show you what this rug means.
You throw up your hands.
The masked man. Where'd he come from?
Oh, he rode away.
Hey, get that hombre.
I have two guns here. That means 12 bullets. And if you try anything, I'll make every one of them count.
I don't savvy. I know I seen you right away.
You thought you did.
But I'm sure.
You saw the figure we built last night to look like me. It was tied to the saddle of my horse. That's why Tonto was holding on to it. To hold it up.
Well, I'll be...
Stand still. That'll bring my friend.
You hear those shots, Tonto?
Them signals.
The masked man's got them. Come on, turn around. Back to the caves. Get up there. Come on, boy. Get up.
Get up.
We're coming, masked man. Hold everything.
This way. In here.
That's the cave there, Tonto. Watch out for your head. Peggy.
Dad never tried to kill me. I thought I'd never see you again.
I guess if it hadn't been for the masked man, you wouldn't have. Hey, what are those fellas digging for?
Come here.
Huh?
Look there.
What? What? They're uncovering the box.
The chest.
Huh?
That's enough. You there. Break that chest open.
You can't.
Or do you want a taste of lead?
All right, all right. I'll get it.
Dad, gold.
Hey, that looks like $1,000,000.
Well, not that much. But maybe it'll come close to 200,000.
200,000? But that's what...
Your grandfather hid away here in this cave.
The gold. All that gold.
And it belongs to you and your sister.
Oh.
And Don.
What?
It also explains why these fellows broke into your place to steal something with as little apparent value as this rug. Don, that rug was the clue to the hiding place.
Well, I'll
look at it. See those markings woven in? They make a clear map of these caves. And there's a small cross that indicates this cave. And another cross to show where the gold had been buried.
And we saw that rug almost every day of our lives without guessing.
Your grandfather was evidently killed before he had a chance to tell anyone his secret. When he hid the gold, however, he had a squaw weave this map into the rug. That's how Snapper here learned about it. I got that out of him while I was waiting for you. That old Indian woman is still living. She told him about the rug without fully realizing its significance herself. Snapper knew the story about the hidden gold and put two and two together.
So that's it. Well, Snapper, you put two and two together, all right. But when we get you back to town, we put you and a rope together. Thanks to the masked man.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @otrwesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/otrwesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.